A week and a half after Haiti's earthquake, 6 healthcare teams from the U.S. government are in place in Port-au-Prince. These units are staffed by doctors and nurses who leave their own practices to help injured people in disasters. Sometimes they get to help new life begin as well. NPR's Joanne Silberner has this profile of an American surgeon who's been in Port-au-Prince since 3 days after the earthquake.
Anna Catherine Goodman kneels at the base of a camp cot in a stuffy vinyl hospital tent. In front of her is a pregnant woman, Vita Brazil, who's been in labor all day long.
I saw her the minute she walked into the tent, a beautiful young woman, very short, with a very big tummy, clearly tired.
Dr. Goodman has a baseball cap backwards on her head. It says AK, really for Alaska, but it's the name everyone calls her. Along with her baseball hat, A.K. Goodman wears navy blue military pants with lots of pockets and big black army boots. As she turns her head towards her patient, you can see 5 small earrings in each ear. Now Vita Brazil has Dr. Goodman's full attention.
So I thought to myself, uh-oh, one baby, teeny little short woman, and is this going to be a big baby?
Goodman even did an ultrasound check just to make sure she was not dealing with twins. At one point, she stopped to console the father, who was outside the tent crying. He was worried the baby was so big because he had been giving his wife protein drinks during her pregnancy. Looking back on it, there was a point where Dr. Goodman was really concerned that the labor wasn't progressing.
3 hours later, she was still 8 centimeters and the baby wasn't down. It's too far up. You need to push it down to me. Once I noticed that she hadn't changed, I didn't leave the tent. Her cervix was swelling because even though we were trying to coach her not to push, she was still pushing. At that point, I was thinking we might have to go a different route.
But you could have done a C-section here?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And you've done them in the field?
I have.
In her stateside job, A.K. Goodman is a surgeon in Boston, who specializes in gynecology, obstetrics, and oncology. For the last 5 days, all she's seen is this school courtyard, which is smaller than a football field. It's full of medical tents, people and equipment, and patients suffering from crush wounds and dehydration and broken bones. On the soccer field next door, several thousand people are living outside because their houses were destroyed. Those who still have houses are afraid to go inside because of all the aftershocks. Sure enough, as A.K. Goodman fulfills another of her duties on the medical team, sweeping the courtyard, things begin shaking again.
Shucks, and I was just trying to, like, sweep. It's so annoying.
Goodman stops what she's doing and scrambles around to make sure she can find all her team members.
Where's Clyde?
She finds them all. No one's hurt.
Team 4, all set.
And then yells out their status to other groups of doctors and nurses, something they always do to make sure everyone's accounted for. Meanwhile, Vita Brazil is about to bring some joy to the people working on other quake survivors in this courtyard. After 8 hours of labor and an hour of very active coaching by A.K. Goodman, Vita Brazil succeeds. And Goodman delivers a very much wanted 7-pound, 3-ounce baby boy.
Look at the face.
Look at the baby.
It's really wonderful to see some wonderful normal births. It's nice to see little smiles on people's faces.
A sign of hope in a badly bruised country. The new father has a baby hat at the ready, actually one blue and one pink. He was really prepared until the earthquake leveled their lives. Now his family will have to return to tent life in the soccer field. A.K. Goodman is worried about them, but optimistic too. Haitians have gotten through some tough times before. She's praying they'll get through this one as well. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.